Hey guys, welcome to our third podcast episode featuring Ghetto Blasters. They are a three-piece ska band from Toronto featuring Crawley on guitar and vo lead vocals, Ian on bass and vocals, Mustafa on drums and vocals. Ghetto Blasters already have an EP released and plan on releasing a full length this year. Their full length is expected to sound like an evolution of their earlier works, so watch out for Ghetto Blasters in 2011.
W-double-O-T to the G-double-E-N-W-double-O-T. L-O-G-A-N, you know what I mean, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. O-A-K-W-double-O-T to the G-double-E-N-W-double-O-T. L-O-G-A-N, you know what I mean, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. He got the rich it, struggle and catch it. And if he's so ghetto, they go and bless it. Oh boy, the stories they knew. These things are so rude, the shit is brand new. When I'm an attitude and the shit is brand new. We are the two, we are the few, we are the ghetto blaster crew. I know this man is a real so trigger. So I raise up my hands and I give him two finger. Oh yeah, W-double-O-T to the G-double-E-N-W-double-O-T. L-O-G-A-N, you know what I mean, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. Oh yeah, W-double-O-T to the G-double-E-N-W-double-O-T. L-O-G-A-N, you know what I mean, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. They play like 40 years, doing exactly what we wanted to. We like the booze, we like the fun. Drinking, I tell them to break the door. Close your eyes, we're not going to watch. They think sucking out better than stupid. Drinking it up to get our minds clear. Stop drinking and admit. O-A-K-W-double-O-D to the G-double-E-N-W-double-O-D. L-O-G-A-N, you know what I mean, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. O-A-K-W-double-O-D to the G-double-E-N-W-double-O-D. L-O-G-A-N, you know what I mean, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. He's a mathematical equation. 6 feet and a truck in a subway station. Walk the streets, drinking the booze. That we do, we get up fast and proud. Swinging rusty men, drinking tall cans. To the sun dust, there's no retirement. Watch you with the face, steal your beer. Bust out anyways, we are your darkest fear. Oh, we can't W-double-O-D to the G-double-E-N-W-double-O-D. L-O-G-A-N, you know what I mean, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. O-A-K-W-double-O-D to the G-double-E-N-W-double-O-D. L-O-G-A-N, you know what I mean, you know what I mean, you know what I mean.
Okay, so we're here with Ghetto Blasters, and I was wondering, where did your name come from?
Well, Andy, you came up with the name, buddy.
Yes, actually, I did come up with the name, and that's actually all I did. I just simply thought Ghetto Blaster would be a good and memorable name that a lot of people could relate to, so.
Back in the day, we had an old lineup with Neil on guitar and stuff, and we were just, me and Andy were in this old band called FPU. And we just wanted to do something new, something different, and I jumped on bass, and it was working out, but now we got Ian in the band, we're doing old Corp songs are coming into the mix, and it's just, we're doing exactly what we want to do right now, from where we came from. I don't know, we had to go through a lot of hard times, but we're exactly where we need to be right now.
Mm-hmm. And who's, like, the creative people of the group? Like, is there only one of you that
We're all
song?
Pretty creative people.
Oh, okay, so yeah, you're like, all contributing.
It's all equal, this band's all about equality, and we're all the same in here, and we all come with the same kind of song arrangements and shit, and it all works out really well.
Who influences you personally, musically?
I was always influenced by Jello Biafra and Dead Kennedys. It was a huge influence for me. I was always a big fan of the Specials. Always a big fan of like Choking Victim, Leftover Crack, Rancid, NOFX, that kind of stuff. Yeah, always a big fan of that. So that influenced me for sure.
I don't know. I listen to a lot of underground shit, so I have the generic obvious big bands that I listen to, like Rancid, NOFX, and shit like that. But I like a lot of underground stuff that people don't know about, like Union Jack. Like that shit is fucking nice and that kind of stuff. So I don't know. For me personally, it's just music in general. You can take influence from anything. I mean, like, I just respect anyone who's doing music. You can take it from anywhere, pretty much.
Yeah, doesn't matter like what genre. I guess.
No, not at all. Yeah. Genre barriers. That's bullshit. Yeah. You know, music's music. It's too universal for that crap.
Do you have any info?
Chris isn't in the band, but he's a representative for Unknown Records. Yeah, you want to say hi, Chris?
Hello, people.
I said say hi, not hello, bitch.
Okay, and then how important is it for you guys to be recognized as a band?
Well, it depends on what your description of recognized is.
To be out there, I guess, for just, people to know your name.
Just going out and doing it.
That shit
happens in time. I mean, like, if you just do your thing and, you know, do it for you, That's kind of just shit, like, you notice on the side. Like, it's all, yeah. For us, it's about the music and going out and doing the shows. Like, and if that comes, that's like the cherry on top kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I guess you guys do a lot of, like, live sound or live shows.
Yeah. Well, we try to do as many as we can. I mean, it's right now the scene isn't doing so well, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
But we try to get on anything we really can.
So what's, like, your favorite part of a live show? Like,
the live show. Yeah. The half hour on stage. That's what it's all about.
So, like, the
hour.
Audience, like, getting into it and stuff. Yeah,
that's the thing. When the crowd gets all pumped, it makes you want to do better and get pumped up as well. When you're playing to five people who are just staring at you, it can kind of, you know, it can kind of get a little weird. But, I mean, like, you know, you gotta get over that. You got to do the bad shows to get the good shows. And so far, we've been having a really good time. The past four or five shows have been really fucking sick. So,
Do you guys play, like, outside of Toronto ever?
Yep. We'll go to, I think one of our favorite spots would probably be, like, Montreal. We're going.
Yeah.
We're trying to do a lot of small town Ontario, too.
Do you guys have any advice for, like, I guess, younger musicians in this genre kind of trying to, like, start a band themselves?
I would say that if you're going to do it, you know, because a lot of bands, you know, the thing is, you got to look at it like this, and I notice this a lot, is a lot of times bands, they go to a show and they play absolutely horrible. And I sit back and I say, and they're like, you know, I was asked this question once. This band was like horrible. Like, I've never heard worse cover songs in my life, right? And I was like, and they came up to me and they said, what did you think? And honestly, I was like, well, you guys didn't practice in the last 7-6 months, like, you know. And to me, it's like, all of your friends are coming out, all these people are coming out to the show, and they're paying $10 and they want to be entertained. And if you're gonna be just like, you know, just fooling around, you don't practice or anything like that, I think that you're really screwing them out of, you're screwing them out, you know, you're screwing them over. And I feel like if you're going to do it, work hard, but you know what I mean? If you're just going to half-ass it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just ruin it for everyone else, to be honest.
Yeah. What you put into it, right?
Yeah.
A lot of bands, like a lot of kids want to be in a band and they don't really know what comes with that. And then, they just want to play shows for their friends, right?
Yeah.
It's the same with anything in life. It's what you put into it. So, you know, if you want to do it, as when Ian said, give it 110% and go out and do it. Huh. It's the best way to do anything, man. Just do it.
Do you guys have any upcoming shows or maybe, like, you're working on a CD or anything?
We're in the middle of recording our full length. That's why we haven't really had any new music out in a long time. That should hopefully be out. I don't want to speculate or anything, but I think...
When it's done.
Yeah, there we go. When it's done, it'll be out. Show-wise, we're trying not to do Toronto as much anymore. You know, try to do it once every couple of months just because it keeps it fresh and whatnot. You don't want to oversaturate your scene. The next show that we're doing is March 6th at Sneaky D's with the Dreadnoughts and the Resignators. So it's a pretty big show. It's all ages, and it's, I think it's like 13, 15 in advance or something. But, yeah, it's going to be good.
Well, thank you guys for the interview.
Oh, thank you.
And then we just have one
other. Hi. My name's Jose. And I'm an alcoholic.
It's funny because it's true.
I woke up that sober cooking, all I wanna do is get drunk and take control of the block. Cause you know it's time to party, do it tough. No one's gonna stop. Rolling through, not too, feeling me, just a few. I won't take you to your entire view. Cause it's
break. Why the hell do you tell me what to do? Leave me alone and let me drink my brew. GP brew, get madly drunk. Fuck you too, raise your hands up. I wanna get high, I wanna get drunk. I don't wanna work, just wanna have fun.